this broadcast.
WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, racing talk radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Are you ready?
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome in to the playoff edition. That's right, it's playoff time edition here on Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Man, happy Monday. Happy decent weather outside. Happy cool mornings when I woke up this morning. But most importantly, happy guy across the table from me, the triumphant return of a man that's taken a little bit of his style advice from yours truly, a freshly goateed Sean Whitfield is back in action. So excited about that. Football is underway. NASCAR is into the playoffs. There are so many things to look forward to right now. So I'll tell you what, why delay? Let's start now. Let's talk about the dramatic finish at Daytona International Speedway and the Coke Zero Sugar 400. Let's do it right now. Come on, let's go. Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and across from me, I can see his face. I can see part of his arms, but the rest seem to be camouflaged. Oh, nope, there he is. It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. Man, I missed hanging out with you last week.
Oh, I think you were having way more fun.
Well, I was having a lot of fun.
Whatever I was doing.
However, I thought about you at 5 p.m. Central Time.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah. And as I was finishing one of the little, you know, Tutti Frutti.
Drink number five of the afternoon.
You know, last Monday was about day number six of our trip. And by the time you get to day six,
you're about ready to come home.
Yeah, well, I was definitely ready to come home. I like those good 4-day, five-night, or four-night, five-day trips, or three-night, four-day trips. I would rather do frequency than all at one time as far as a long vacation. But when you're at an all-inclusive resort and, you know, it's all the food, beverages, I mean, everything is just, you know, there, available 24/7. By about day three, you know, it's time to throttle back a little bit.
You know, my wife has suckered me into going on a Disney cruise later this year. And it's a 7-day job.
Yeah, I that just does not sound fun to me.
I think last year or the year before was the first time I'd ever taken 7 days off in a row, like a true week's vacation. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah. That we were, let's see, we were
like
six,
this weekend, like
six
if you,
nights.
If you were to take Friday off, which I'm not, I'm working this Friday, but if you were to take Friday off and everybody's got Monday off for Labor Day, that's a, you know, nice little 4 days of kicking it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great. That kind of get reset. You go any longer than that, you just start worrying about, man, what all am I going to do when I get back?
Yeah, I'm a routine kind of guy.
Oh, I can, yeah. I anybody that's known you for a while.
Are you not a routine kind of guy at all?
I never have been. The older I get, though, the more I get unsettled if I'm out of it. Which
well,
is,
I
sucks.
Can tell you, it only gets worse. You're what, 46 now?
46.
Yeah. You wait. Once you hit 50, you're going to go, man, you know, I'm like you. I'm a routine kind of guy, and it just gets worse from there.
So this weekend, we my daughter Evelyn had her first dance. It was a middle school dance, as OLPH in St. Jude.
Was there a boy involved?
No, I mean there were boys there, but I don't think we're there yet. Don't know, but
I didn't know if a dance meant you had like a date.
Well, I think this is one of those dances you just share. No,
everybody's dancing.
Everybody goes as friends, and I don't think anyone dances there. Just like I'm a guy, you know, whatever.
Gotcha.
But so because of that, we didn't do church on Saturday. We did it on Sunday.
And then that messed up my whole Sunday like routine, because I'd normally, you know, I go to the grocery store at this time and I start getting prepared for the week at work. I just remember thinking, like, I am so mad that this upsets me, because used to, all right, man, plans, routine, nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Just go crazy every day. Didn't matter.
Well, I get out of sorts when I get my gym routine out of schedule. I get my supplements out of schedule, the eating habits I try to do out of schedule. And then you start feeling guilty because you've been eating or drinking things that you normally don't do. And not only do you not normally do it, you don't normally do it as many meals or as many days as you've been doing it. You know, if you have a cheat meal here and there, that's one thing. But when you're eating stuff you shouldn't be eating, you know, meal after meal for two or three days.
That part of it never factors into my...
You never think like that, do you?
Not at all.
However, I'm usually pretty lucky. I typically don't come back adding any weight, because I always check the scale when I get back. And if I do, it's usually not more than a pound or so. And I'm able to take care of it pretty quick.
You look a little heftier.
I do.
Yeah.
I've put on more muscle since the last time I saw you.
The more water weight.
And muscle does weigh more than fat.
It looks a little water weight.
Is that what it is? I think. Look a little puffy.
Bloated would be the word I would use.
Now you're starting me to feel puffy and insecure.
Well, you know, because tomorrow's a big day, Sean.
Man.
It is a big day.
Yeah. You know, I shared with you that
it's your birthday.
Yeah. Tomorrow is the day. I wish I could treat it just like a normal day, but I'm dealing with this vision problem in my right eye.
Yeah.
And my research today on Google said, well, it happens with age. And as I shared with you before the show, I got to go to the eye doctor Wednesday, because I think I have the symptoms of a cataract, which I didn't even know what a cataract was until today. I mean, obviously I've heard of that term all my life.
You can get good stuff.
But I always thought, you know, that's old people and that doesn't apply to me. And here I went on Google and I Googled cataract, and I'm looking there at what the symptoms are, and I'm thinking, crap, that's what I'm dealing with.
Listen, if they'll give you the good medicine if you got a little touch of that glaucoma, you know. You just got to tell them that. They'll give you one of them left-handed cigarettes.
You know,
make everything feel better.
And I'm always been one of those guys, didn't ever have to do doctors, and, you know, took care of myself and always taking care of my health. And here I'm about to turn 57 years old tomorrow, and I'm thinking, gosh, and I got to deal with it.
57?
57.
God, I thought it was only like 55.
Well, sorry. Man, and then I got a deal going to a doctor the next day.
Oh my God, Sean, yeah. They're gonna have you in a walker pretty soon.
You know, I remember back in the day, this is going back 10 or 12 years ago, you and Big Daddy Kyle, it wasn't so much you as it was Big Daddy Kyle.
Oh yeah.
They would run me down the road.
He would give you a hard time.
Oh man. He, matter of fact, he was tough on me. And about aging and all this kind of stuff. And now Kyle is about 40. And I was probably early 40s then.
It's catching up a little bit on our old buddy, Biggity.
And now I want to go, yep, uh-huh. I told you, I said, you know, I want to come hunting you down when you get the age that I was. But, you know, the older you get, the more important it is to take care of yourself. And even when you're young, don't think you're, you know, bulletproof. Because if you don't take care of yourself while you're young, it's going to catch up with you one day.
Well, unless you're Buddhist, we only get to do this once.
That rough living.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so how was the weekend?
It was good, man.
Anything fun?
Evelyn had her dance. I was feeling a little under the weather. There were some things going on at work last week that a few of us got sick. I didn't get anything too bad, but definitely kind of blah. So I just took it easy all weekend. And
yeah,
that's about it, man. Church. A little exercising.
Man, are you still running?
Yeah, I did that. So for the first time in about a week and a half, because leading up to the golf tournament, I didn't want to run because I'm like, I'm older and I don't want to hurt myself. I didn't want to take myself out of
the tournament.
Last week, like I said, there was something going around the office. Every night was something. You know, we had the show Monday. We had a trainer coming in for Tuesday. Wednesday, Evelyn had something at school. Like,
it was Thursday before I got on routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday I was wiped out. So actually yesterday was, and it was awesome. Like legs felt so fresh.
Yeah.
Might need to take a little time off.
Hey, I want to share this real quick story before we start diving into NASCAR. You know, I've flown quite a bit in my life, especially in my over three decades in the oil business, all the travel I did in the days of NASCAR and oil conventions and all that kind of stuff. However, I haven't flown that much other than maybe five times a year in about the last 10 years. So I don't know, probably an average flyer as far as an overall lifetime for, you know, a lot of business people and stuff. And you think when you've flown all that, you've kind of experienced everything. And
not at all, yeah.
And I've been on flights where the flights have been really rough and there's been a lot of turbulence and all this kind of stuff. And flights, you know, kind of have you a little bit scared. But our flight coming back from Mexico into Atlanta, I experienced something I'd never experienced before. So we're traveling at about 35,000 square feet, traveling about 550
square feet
or not square feet. Feet. 500 or 35,000 feet. I don't know. I'm talking square feet so much. I'm dealing with house stuff. So anyway, we're about to descend onto Atlanta, and above the clouds, you know, the sun shining, all that kind of stuff. So we start to get into the clouds, to go through the clouds, and things start getting dark. And there's a big storm over Atlanta, or at least that portion of Georgia. So then that plane starts rocking, and starts, you know, doing all the stuff because we're going through a storm. There's lightning, there's rain, and there's probably over 200 people on the plane. So it was a, you know, nice large plane. So everybody's, you know, kind of grabbing onto both the seats or their armrests.
Here we go.
Yeah. And so you're kind of preparing because you don't know what's about to happen. You know, you're hoping for the best, but sort of planning for the worst. And plus, you've been seeing all this stuff on the news lately with airplane stuff. That's going through your mind. And so I looked over at Kim, and she's getting rather worried. And so we're descending down, and I'm in an aisle seat, but I'm looking over through the window, the guy that was sitting next to the window, to try to see, you know, what the outside was looking like. So this goes on for about 20 minutes. We're descending on to the runway. We get, which I don't know how many feet it would be, but we're about to land. And just about the time we're about to land, and of course, the plane's going back and forth, and you're thinking, man, how's this plane going to land? Because it's just all over the place due to the bad weather and the wind. We're about to land, and all of a sudden, that captain puts the throttle to the plane,
hammer down,
and turns that thing straight up. And you just like leaning back in your seat thinking, oh my gosh, what is happening? And it was a scared and nervous feeling all at the same time. I had never gone through anything like this.
Wow.
And nobody's saying a word. Everybody's like petrified. And so I think it was about 5 minutes later, but, you know, at that time, seconds seem like minutes. And so about 5 minutes later, the captain comes on the speaker system and says, I apologize for the, you know, whatever. I forgot what he described it. He said, I had to abort the landing. He said there was still another plane on the runway, and we didn't want to take the chance of landing with that plane.
And sliding into it.
Yeah, and that plane, and they couldn't tell how quickly the plane was going to get off the runway. He was still trying to get off the runway. But it ended up causing us to have to circle Atlanta three times.
Yeah.
And so we were in the air about another 30 minutes in this storm.
Waiting for another spot to open.
Yeah, yeah. And so you talking about a scary feeling. I mean, you're just like, you know, bracing yourself, ready to take that plunge on the runway, and you're wondering, okay, how's this thing going to get stopped? It's pouring down rain. Is the brakes going to work on this thing? And then all of a sudden, the horsepower and the jets come on, and you're going straight up like a rocket.
It is pretty cool when you remember those things can kind of haul the mail when they need to.
Man, it was a funny and weird feeling all at the same time.
Coming into Chattanooga one time, and there was a small storm over Chattanooga, and so the guy was like, hey, we've kind of got to fly around it and then come in the other way. The pilot was real cool. And so we basically were at the edge of the storm, and we're kind of sideways going around it. And it was the craziest thing because the left side of the plane, beautiful. Right side of the plane, oh my God, thunderstorm. And it was almost like we were riding the outside of it. And it was, we were flying and going around and we came in the back. But that was really, it was cool. That never got scary. Yeah. I could imagine an aborted landing would, I'd make you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
Might need to change pants when you get
especially
home.
Especially when the weather conditions were like they were.
Krista would never fly again. My wife is terrified of flying. That would be enough for her.
Yeah, somebody would ask me the other day, said, well, I bet Kim never wants to fly again. And I said, no, actually, she's already talking about where's the next place we're going.
Hey, you made it.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of NASCAR to talk about. We just concluded race number 26 of the NASCAR Cup Series. We now know the top 16 drivers that are going to be in the NASCAR playoffs. And we're going to be talking about all of that and a whole lot more. Also, there's a little bit of news that's broke this afternoon regarding NASCAR and 2311 and Front Row Racing as far as what's going on with the litigations in the court case and the fact that NASCAR is teasing the fact that they want to start selling off some charters, which have got...
Ruh-roh.
Has got 2311 in Front Row very concerned. And we'll talk about that and a whole lot more this hour. And we want to thank all of you out there for joining us as we continue talking NASCAR. It has now been 24 and a half years. And we do it each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. We come at you each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. And, of course, the playoffs are officially underway. The last race of the regular season. And what a dramatic finish we had. Saw Ryan Blaney get his second victory of the year, barely outracing Daniel Suarez and several other guys that really could have used the win to continue their season. But what a win it was for the 12 team, and what a last few laps it was. I swear, You know, there's certain things in sports that are just really cool. It could be, you know, last second drives in football. It can be game winning 3-point shots. I'll take the last five laps at Talladega or Daytona. It's always something exciting. And we got treated to it again in a race that meant so much to a lot of guys as they tried to get one more win or to get a win to get into the playoffs. And Ryan Blaney, a guy that's obviously he's one of the top drivers in the sport, one of the more popular guys, but only had one win so far. And for him to be able to get a second win, a little momentum, if you will. And really what he did was take another spot away from some other guys. Sean, this season, we're going to run down the point. We're going to run down results and standings in a little bit. But this year finished about like we thought it would. I think it finished exactly like NASCAR would love it. 14 guys got wins. So two guys were able to race their way in on points. And I think that's a very fitting, exciting way to do it. I think the system worked about as good as it could.
Yes, I wouldn't disagree. As I shared with you, I think on the show before last, when I was last here with you, I would like to see the playoffs change back to 12 drivers instead of 16. But currently, the way that it is and has been for the last number of years, I think NASCAR is getting the results that they want to get. And I think we saw one of the better Daytona races with this generation car than we've seen so far of the past Daytona races. The finish wasn't exactly what I expected. I mean, not to have an overtime finish at Daytona, that's pretty rare.
That it doesn't seem to be the norm here lately. But I also like it because it wasn't the – I mean, I love a good old, you know, overtime race. But at the same time – it can be a little bit, okay, well, we're going to go another two laps, and there'll be another wreck. But this was it dramatic because that didn't happen.
Well, it's been talked about through the years. A lot of these team owners, they just go ahead and forecast and budget to leave Daytona or Talladega with a wrecked race car. And usually when a team loads up the car on a hauler, oftentimes at either one of those tracks, it's going to be wrecked and tore up. That wasn't the case after the race Saturday night. There was a lot of, you know, race cars that were still good and intact and most likely are going to be able to be used at future races. However, I was surprised that it ended the way it did, number one, because it's Daytona, and number two, because it was race number 26.
Well, it meant
and it was
so
a lot
much.
On the line.
Yeah. Daniel Suarez, he could have used a win. Justin Haley, Cole Custer, Eric Jones. Those are all guys around the number 12 that really needed this race.
Yeah.
Would have continued their season type thing.
And you would think that they would go ahead and put everything on the line to try to make that last-ditch effort to get the win. Yeah, you Daniel Suarez is at the top of the list, as you just mentioned. He finished second. Right now, he doesn't even have a job in the Cup Series for 2026. He is trying to figure out what his plans look like. There's a good chance that he could be running the Xfinity Series or possibly even the Truck Series for next year. And how much a win and getting into the playoffs could have possibly helped his chances of securing a 2026 ride in the Cup Series.
Yep, it's you know, and it comes down to split seconds, literally split seconds. But very exciting nonetheless, and I think a very fitting, you know, summertime Daytona race that not only was exciting but was just so important.
Now we haven't really talked much about the NBC TV crew because there really hadn't been much change, but there's just something about an Australian accent calling the final few laps of a NASCAR race. I just can't grow to be a fan of. Oh, does that not bother you at all?
I don't care what the accent is as long as it's good. And he is so good at building excitement, it doesn't bother
me
at all.
Do you really think he's that good at building excitement?
Yeah, I think it, when you watch the races, you get excited. He's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
I don't dislike him.
Unless the accent is so thick it's tough to understand, it does not even factor in. You hear it, but it's just, you hear it.
It's not a deal breaker with me, but as I was sitting there watching the broadcast the other night, and I'm listening to him do those final few laps, make the call, I'm thinking, this is just doesn't make NASCAR sound the way that it's always sounded to me. But anyway, maybe that's just another thing of getting older. But I figured you would probably take
you become a position. more set in your ways.
I'd say there's probably some truth to that.
No, I mean, as long as you're good, it don't bother me.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Daytona, the Coke Zero 400. It was 160-lap, 400-mile race on the 2.5-mile paved oval. And it was race number 26. So now we have 10 races to go in the NASCAR Cup Series. And we'll be breaking all that down coming up momentarily, sharing with you what you can expect. But first, let's get into the results. Ryan Blaney was on the pole and finished there in victory lane. Second was Daniel Suarez. Third, Justin Haley. Fourth, Cole Custer. Fifth, Eric Jones. Sixth, Kyle Larson. Seventh, Chris Buescher. Eighth, Ty Gibbs. Ninth, Josh Berry. And 10th, Chase Elliott.
So many guys that really needed to win finished up in the top, which is good. It means they were able to get up there and make a run.
It was almost like a large majority.
Or like everybody else was like, I don't want to wreck. I'm staying out of this thing. Other drivers of note, Christopher Bell, 13th. Ryan Preece, 14th. Ross Chastain, 15th. SVG, Sean, in the 16th spot. Oh, Brad Keselowski, 18th. William Byron, 19th. Austin Dillon, 24th. The Dinger tried to get in there. He finished 26th. Denny Hamlin, 25th. Casey Mears raced that race. How about you, buddy? He finished a top 30 for old Casey. Carson Hocevar, 34th. Alex Bowman, 36th. Bubba Wallace, 37th. And Austin Cindric in 39th.
There were, let's see here, 8 caution flags for 39 laps and 44 lead changes among 19 drivers. But you're right. The top 10, most of the top 10 look like drivers that they needed that win in a desperate, very bad way in order to have their shot of making it into the playoffs.
Coming down towards the end, you just kept thinking, one of these guys is going to hang it out. One of these guys is going to make a move. Somebody's gonna do something, and at the end of the day, it's just Ryan Blaney. Penske cars are great at these tracks. Ryan Blaney's a heck of a race car driver, and is able to get the win, and that's got to be a good omen for Ryan Blaney if you're a big fan of his.
Let's go through some of the top drivers. Daniel Suarez, even though he didn't get his first win of the season, he tied his best result of the year with his second place finish. Justin Haley, he led on the final lap in his bid to get his second career win. However, he did not finish better than 10th this season, and he had an average finish of 22.2 entering the race on Saturday. Cole Custer, he led at the beginning of the final lap before falling back to 4th. It's still his best finish of the season. And only his second top 10 of the year.
You know, and there's nothing you can do, but that last lap is still going to haunt him. He's got to be thinking like, I'm here, just hold on. And then, restrictor plate racing happens.
Yeah, Eric Jones, he was at the front until he got shoved back by Kyle Larson and got him out of shape. He fell back. Jones rallied to a fifth place finish, which is his best result so far at Daytona. Alex Bowman, after he was collected in an earlier crash, he finished 36th. He needed someone who was already in the playoffs to win to advance, and Blaney allowed him to get the victory. So that was a big relief, because otherwise he wouldn't have made it in. Some guys that obviously didn't do well and didn't have any luck. Denny Hamlin, his car was damaged earlier in the race. He finished 25th. That dropped him from third to sixth in the season standings, costing him 5 playoff points. RFK Racing, the organization, is shut out of the playoffs after Chris Buescher 7th, Ryan Preece 14th, and Brad Keselowski 18th. They all failed to win. So that's a bummer for that organization.
What does today at the shop feel like for RFK?
They're already thinking about 2026. You've just about got to take on that attitude. You got to think about, okay, we got to start working hard and getting prepared for next year.
Like, you look just something to build on, but it seems like none of those teams have had much success.
Yeah. And, of course, things just continue to get worse for Kyle Busch. His car was damaged early in the race, finished 33rd. Busch will miss the playoffs for the second season in a row as he continues his 83-race winless streak.
Doesn't it have the feeling that, like, 2026 may be it?
It sure sounds like it.
As good as Kyle Busch is, let's, you know, and as much as you like to rail on Jimmy Johnson, let's think back to how great Jimmy Johnson was. And that's kind of how his career ended. You 3 or 4 years winless out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, Kyle's, you can't say it's out of nowhere, switches teams, but has some early success. You're thinking, all right, maybe they've got this thing fixed.
Yeah.
I just don't see him as a guy that's going to make laps to cash a check.
Do you think this slump he's in has already affected his head enough to where he's kind of lost the drive and momentum, and he's already thinking about retirement? Because the Kyle Busch that used to be on the racetrack, he would be mad at the world.
Oh, yeah, this would...
We
would hear lots.
If he was performing like this and carrying on the winless streak as he has...
The only thing I can imagine is he knows they're so far off from being competitive. Like, why get mad? You know, it's... sometimes, you know, in Little League, you'd show up and the other team was so much better. You're like, okay, I guess we're just trying to get some snow cones after this game. Maybe he feels they're so far off that it's not even worth getting that mad. Or, you know, and this happens in other sport, golf. You hear about players getting the yips. They just lose confidence because it's been so long since they felt any kind of success. Perhaps that. Listen, he's had some decent races. There were a few times we thought, okay, maybe this is the week. But, man, it just gets fewer and further between.
Well, it's being reported he either is or one of the highest paid drivers right now in the NASCAR Cup Series. So do you think some of it may be the fact that he is doing well and being taken care of financially?
Well, I think
that he's
helps.
At a point that, you know, I'm not going to let it control and ruin my life like I used to.
I think he's making plenty of money, but he's not making more than the guys that get paid bonuses for winning. You know what I mean? Guys like that at his level, yeah, they want to win. And a guy that's been so used to winning at all levels all the time. I mean, Sean, even back in the day, if he wasn't winning at the NASCAR level or at the Cup Series level, he was still winning every weekend and one of the others. It's still the feeling of winning and being faster than everybody.
Yeah.
He hasn't had that in a long time.
Yeah, that's true. All right, it is time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll break down the driver standings, talk about who is going where and how the NASCAR playoffs will be set up and what you can expect if you're somebody out there that maybe forgotten exactly how it all works. We'll give you a refresher course. We got all that and a whole lot more straight ahead, and we are broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio. And we certainly appreciate you spending time with us on your ride home or whatever you may be doing. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Lies and stupid games left to vacancy in this picture frame.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. Each and every Monday at 6 o'clock today, I'm getting everybody caught up on the NASCAR playoffs. That's right, the playoffs are here. Football just started. Season zero kicked off in college football, but the real college football, most of college football, the real kickoff to the season starts this coming weekend. So you know what? You can tune into Darlington, watch some NASCAR playoff racing. We've got a bevy of college football games going on. That's just a good time to be
alive
right now.
Have got a what?
Bevy.
Huh, using them fancy words today. Right,
you know, I'm well read, Sean.
Is that an Oklahoma State term?
Don't know what else to tell you, but there's a lot of good games. So, I mean, what high school team is Georgia playing this weekend?
They're not playing any high school teams.
Who are they playing? You host a podcast about
football. A radio show that turns into a podcast. Actually, I can't even recall. I tell you what, this is how you can find out who Georgia plays this weekend. Google. Tune in this Saturday morning right here on Rock 103.7 for College Football Radio with myself and Stephen Hargis. Sports editor with the Chattanooga Times Free Press.
So your Bulldogs are playing that powerhouse from West Virginia, Marshall.
That's why I didn't remember.
Georgia versus Marshall.
Then I could tell you who Texas is playing.
The next week, Austin Peay. Oh, man, how are y'all ever going to survive? But an early season matchup with
we do have a tough schedule.
With Tennessee, September 13th, that is right around the corner. That's going to be... That'll be a game of the week in the SEC. That'll be a good one.
But if you want to get ready for your college football game day, then lock it in right here to Rock 103.7 each Saturday morning throughout each weekend until the end of the year. And we're going to keep you up to date in the 9 o'clock hour with everything SEC. SEC football at its best.
So Texas, which is now, I guess, in the SEC, they play Ohio State.
Yeah, that's a game that I kind of got on my mind.
That is every game everybody's going. LSU and Clemson, I think. The other big, those are some powerhouses locking horns early. Now, for all you Oklahoma State fans, Thursday night on ESPN+, so we can't even get top billing on Thursday night. We'll be playing a team from Tennessee, Sean.
Who's that?
University of Tennessee Martin.
Hmm.
Do you know where that's at?
I don't.
I'm assuming it's in Martin, Tennessee.
Yeah,
since it's that. But
hey, something I want to, since we're talking about TV here for just a moment, because I know we need to dive back into the driver's standings. Since we've been on the air, I got an email from YouTube TV. And a lot of people out there listening subscribe to YouTube TV. It's become one of the most popular streaming sources to get all of your networks today. I've never seen this before. Usually what I'm about to share is going on with Dish Network and DirecTV and those type of carriers. YouTube TV has just sent out an email this afternoon stating that they're struggling to reach an agreement with Fox.
Oh boy.
And Fox Sports and Fox News. And if they don't have this agreement reached by this Wednesday, August the 27th, there is a possibility that Fox News and Fox Sports, as well as the other Fox programming, will be suspended from YouTube TV.
That's
pretty big.
That's a way to...
And that would be very frustrating if we lose motorsports, but especially college and NFL football starting this weekend.
First of all, that is a smart move by Fox to have the renegotiating happening right before football season.
Yeah.
When you know, if I'm YouTube and I look at the southern part of the country, I know I'm about to lose a ton of subscribers if I don't get this thing fixed.
And to my knowledge, in the 4 or 5 years I've been with YouTube TV, I've not heard of them into this kind of thing. It's always been everybody else.
This used to happen with Dish. It used to happen.
Yeah, you hear with Dish and Direct.
It's always like, hey, it's time to renegotiate. Well, we need another dollar a subscriber because everything's going up, Sean, you know.
But, the networks, they don't want to mess with YouTube. I mean, you know, YouTube and Google, they're big. So that's not a company you want to be, in a tug of war with.
Hey.
You want to have peace. So yeah, I'm going to be annoyed
weekend. YouTube doesn't want to mess with Fox and college football because there's a lot of people don't really care where they're getting their game. They're going to watch their by God game.
And we got to watch some IndyCar too.
Well, I wouldn't worry about all that.
All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. Now, we're going to begin the final 16 drivers, and our opening round is going to be at Darlington. That's going to be race number one, and then we're going to go on to Worldwide Technology Raceway. Then we got some Bristol, and round of 16 is the opening round. Then we go on to the quarterfinal round of 12, New Hampshire, Kansas, Charlotte. We're going to get into some road course racing with a Roval, and then the only repeat track is going to be Kansas that will be coming up in the quarterfinal round. And then we go to the semifinal round, the round of 8. We got Las Vegas, Talladega, Martinsville. And those are tracks that we have raced at all this year. And then we get to the track. It's Phoenix is our final race where we determine the final four drivers that go in for the NASCAR Cup Series Championship.
So we start out at Darlington. Then we're going to go, I'm trying to think, Worldwide Technology Raceway. That's St. Louis, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. But that is a regular track. That's not a road course. So we're going short track, but we've got a road course. round 12 and a road course. No, only round 12. So I'm just trying to, I'm trying to make my plan on how SVG is going to get to the next level.
Yeah. Now let's go with the, instead of going with the driver standings, let's go with the playoff rankings best on, well, no, we'll do the driver standings and we'll.
Yeah. Cause we're going to hear about our old buddy, Bob Pockrass, how he's ranking everybody.
Kyle Larson's leading, William Byron second, third's Denny Hamlin, fourth, Ryan Blaney, and fifth, Christopher Bell.
The rest of the top 16, SVG all the way up in sixth, Sean, because you win four times, that happens. Chase Elliott, seventh, Chase Briscoe, eighth, ninth, Bubba Wallace, 10th, Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain, 11th, Joey Logano, 12th, Josh Berry, 13th, Tyler Reddick, 14th, Austin Dillon, 15th, and Alex Bowman in the 16th spot. So Tyler Reddick and Alex Bowman are the only guys that didn't have a win that raced our way in on points. And yet Austin Dillon is somehow between those two, and he has a win. Shows you what kind of year he had and how big a win can be.
Mm-hmm. Now, I discovered that Bob Pockrass this afternoon, he came out with his prediction.
Guy that knows a little something about NASCAR.
And Bob is one of the most well-respected journalists in all of NASCAR media. I saw this and I thought, we need to share this today on Race and Talk Radio. Here's the way he's saying that the playoffs should be ranked in his opinion, as far as drivers that have got a best shot of winning the title. In the final four, he's got William Byron number one, Ryan Blaney number two, and of course William Byron, right now is second spot in the standings. He's got Ryan Blaney two, he's got Kyle Larson three, and then he's got Denny Hamlin four. That's who he is saying is going to be the final four.
So two Hendrick guys, a Penske guy, and a Gibbs guy. I think that's
a good mix, isn't it?
And then five and six are Hendrick and Joe Gibbs. Seventh, Joe Gibbs. Eighth, Penske. Ninth, Hendrick. So if you're not in Hendrick, Penske, or Gibbs, the big three, mm-hmm. you don't really crack his top nine. In fact, you've got to get all the way to top 10 and 11 for Bubba Wallace and Tyler Reddick in 23XI Racing, which I think is pretty generous. But then you look at the rest of them, you know, Austin Cindric, Team Penske is all the way down to 14th. Austin Dillon, RCR, Wood Brothers, and Josh Berry. So it just goes to show the money, the research, the size of your team help you out a ton come playoff time.
What do you think the chances are of SVG making it through the second round, which is the quarterfinal round? Because we will have our road course of the Roval at Charlotte.
I think he's got enough points built up to make it through the first round. It's that second round, Sean. He's going to have to race well enough to get to the third round and then perhaps win a road course race, which is kind of what he does.
Well, we've got that coming up in the second round.
So if he can get, he will get to the second round. I think he's high enough in the points that unless he goes DNF, he'll get there. Can he win a race and put himself in the final eight? Because that would be about as good a season as you can have for a driver in his spot.
So you're predicting that he can make it through the quarter final round,
let's
round of 12, and that will put him into the semifinal round, the round of eight, which you predict that will probably end it for him.
SVG into the top eight. You heard it here first. Would you take that bet?
Yeah.
I'll bet.
I think
one of your favorite protein shakes.
I think he.
You have to buy me some cookies.
I think he will make that.
Oh well, then that's we're betting. Then we're no, not I, betting
I,
against
I,
one another.
Yeah, I can't bet against you on that. Oh.
That's no fun.
That makes too much sense. Let's have a challenge of something that is crazy and off the wall.
All right. You take Austin Dillon to make the top eight. I say he doesn't.
Yeah. I was shocked he got the victory last weekend. I was thinking about this with SVG yesterday. I was thinking, you know, he continues to improve on the oval tracks. He is continuing to show that even though he is – he's no question about it. He's the best on road courses. He's proven that. But, you know, he used to
get 25 up to 30th in 30 to 35 on oval courses, but or oval tracks. But now he is consistently doing better and making it into the top 20.
You get better. It's experience.
Sean. And he's still a rookie.
Talent, obviously not an issue. You can say equipment, maybe not on the bigger tracks, it's up to par, but that can get around. He's obviously savvy enough to win. Winning, he's broken through. He doesn't have to worry about getting that first win.
Think about where he could possibly be in his second or third year.
Yeah.
I mean, as well as he's doing in his rookie season.
The sky's the limit for SVG.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he can always fall back on the fact that we're going to a road course. And when he's that good at road courses and you go to that many and one win gets you in the playoffs, you've essentially, if you sign SVG, you've just signed a guy that's going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, and I've noticed on social media there's been a little bit of criticism at times towards SVG. He's only a road course driver and it's not fair. And, you know, the typical social media criticism you sometimes see about, you know, they don't like anything. But SVG didn't set up this schedule. Mm-mm. It's all fair and square. He's just taking advantage of, you know, his talent and ability to perform well.
All you can do is beat the team in front of you. You can't, you know, win the race.
He didn't
front of
set
you.
Up the rules. He didn't establish the schedule. So you can't fault or criticize him. And boy, isn't Justin Marks, team owner of Trackhouse Racing, isn't he in a good place?
Yeah.
I mean, to have a driver, even if he doesn't do anything but perform well on road courses, that's enough to secure sponsorship.
I was going to say, you get to walk into a sponsor and go, would you like to be in the playoffs?
Yeah, and would you like to know that we got a driver that's going to win at least three or four races?
Just sign right here, please. Press hard, 2 copies.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. We got all that straight ahead, and thank you again for joining us. And we are broadcasting to you live from the Optimize You studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy?
I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr sitting here across from me, as he is each and every Monday at 6. Fresh from the beach. Fresh from his honeymoon, or anniversary of the honeymoon trip. Anniversary, was that five?
Three-year anniversary.
Three-year anniversary at the beach. Sean Whitfield back just in time for playoffs. You knew he was going to be here for the really good stuff. And we are getting ready for the playoffs as Darlington will be the first race of the first round. The round of 16 coming at you this Sunday at Darlington.
Let's get into some news in the world of NASCAR here in our closing few minutes. This was just released this afternoon by the Associated Press. Some news regarding the NASCAR's legal fight with 2311 Racing, which is Michael Jordan's race team, and Front Row Motorsports. What's happening is what both Front Row and 2311 have been fearing, and that is the possibilities that NASCAR would have the legal ability to start selling the charters which used to belong to them. And both organizations have publicly said that if NASCAR sells these charters out from under them, that they would have to go out of business and they would not be able to return in 2026.
Yeah, irreparable harm. They may lose a driver over this. They may lose a sponsor. And Sean, that's true. But I guess
there's a total of six charters.
Yes, but so, and I guess NASCAR saying, well, why didn't you sign the agreement?
Yeah,
and they're saying the agreement's unfair, and now you're taking this away, and that's going to cause me to go out of business. I don't know. This is where the old legal minds come in.
And neither party is backing down. It is like both parties are willing to roll all the dice and put everything on the line to get it their way and to get it the way they believe it should. And I mean... when you've got two parties that are like that,
powerful people can be obstinate at times.
There's going to be an explosion, and it's just a matter of time to wait and see which group's going to blow up. I think NASCAR will be successful in the end.
They've got the problem. It's going to come down to who's got the courts on their side, and it really just depends on labor laws and all that kind of stuff.
So far, NASCAR's been on the winning side of that.
Both of them have lots of money to burn, but Sean, eventually, and it doesn't matter how much money you have, you get tired of cutting checks, essentially, to just continue to do the same thing, right? So, smart people eventually want this thing ended.
Well, you've probably seen photos online or social media of what Michael Jordan and 2311 has built with this race shop. It is just over the top and unbelievable. I forgot how many millions of dollars they spent. And man, what would that be if they end up closing shop and not coming back? And then also too, what do you think the chances are if Michael Jordan loses this deal? Do you think to the general public and to the rest of the sports world, do you think this could put a black mark or a black eye on the sport of NASCAR? Because, we have just lost connections with one of the most well-recognized sports figures in the world.
Yeah, I think it's a bad move for NASCAR to run Michael Jordan out of business. However, they do have to protect their business, and they can't mm-hmm. let someone come in. And, you know, who's to say LeBron James doesn't come in next, or, you know, insert famous athlete here. So NASCAR's got to protect themselves. It's one of those things you just wish all the If everybody could just get along. However, any kind of settlement, Sean, now affects all the agreements that all the other teams have that signed the charter deal.
Yeah.
So it really is. It's just about you've either got to accept what all the other teams do. We've got to renegotiate everything else, or let's just keep locking horns.
Yeah. Dodge Ram just officially confirmed last Friday, that Colleg Racing will become their anchor factory team in the Camp Craftsman Truck Series for 2026. So a big move for Colleg Racing. Also, too, it was just announced Connor Zillage will be moving up to the NASCAR Cup Series in 2026 and driving alongside Ross Chastain and SVG at Trackhouse Racing.
Atta baby.
Got a little bit of news here, and I think you might be a potential candidate. I know you've always wanted to have a house on the lake, and I found the perfect one for you.
I'm a lake guy.
It's over in North Carolina, and boy, is this a deal. It's 8,774 square feet.
Ooh.
Sits on 33.6 acres, 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 5 full bathrooms and 2.5 baths. And Jamie McMurray, former NASCAR driver, part of the CW broadcast team, has got it up for sale for $12 million.
I was just going to ask, what's that cost a fella?
$12 million to get your own little lake house.
He'd probably take 11.9 if you called him today.
It was built in 2015, so it's not that old a home.
Yeah, well. You know, I'm so happy here in
just
Chattanooga.
Think about
I don't think I'm going to move
just
there.
Think about what it costs, or what the guys made off the fence that they sold to Jamie McMurray.
Whatever I made, it wouldn't be enough to pay the power bill, probably.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Any final words, sir?
Nope. Have a great weekend. Can't wait to talk playoffs when we get back here Monday.
That's right. We'll continue all of it coming up a week from today at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 103.7. But in the meantime, I encourage you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 with myself and Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Chattanooga Times Free Press, SEC at its best. We're going to break down the entire SEC football game day coming up this Saturday morning, 9 a.m. right here on Rock 103.7. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here next Monday at 6 p.m. to do it all over again. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the